This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao Ik with Lim Soo Ann and Juliet Jacobs. In our first story earlier, we looked at a Bernama News article that came out over the weekend where a lecturer here in a local university here had said that autism basically is caused by mothers eating fast foods during pregnancy. So we spoke to a consultant developmental pediatrician to get some perspective on that so that, you know, mothers aren't feeling so bad about eating that odd sausage during pregnancy. Autism is not as simple as that. So in our second story, we'll be looking at a new streaming platform that's coming up. And so on that note, on Twitter...
Yes. So that streaming platform is Disney Plus, and they will be releasing episodes of series on a weekly basis instead of all at once. So we're asking you, how do you prefer to watch a TV series? So 70% of you say that you binge watch everything, while 30% of you say that you like to watch an episode a week. So Disney Plus actually hasn't even been launched yet, and not for another 2 months, and that's only in the United States. But already we know quite a lot on it. And so the latest news that came out from Disney's D23 Expos was that it will be releasing episodes of series weekly. That means, for example, The Mandalorian, which is a Star Wars spin-off, will play out across 8 weeks, so 8 episodes in 8 weeks, and the Loki series will run over 6.
Yep, so this is in sharp contrast to Netflix's approach with its own series such as Stranger Things or The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So for the past few years, the streaming giant has been releasing all episodes of its original series in one day, which means that many people are watching entire seasons within the first day of its release. Yeah. I think all of us are guilty of that. So by releasing episodes on a weekly basis, an article in The Guardian actually says that Disney Plus is bringing back the lost art of patience at a time when consumers are used to being given everything at once.
Yeah, so Disney Plus will be Disney's very own streaming service and is poised to be a strong contender against Netflix. And it was first announced in August 2017 when Disney said it will be pulling its animated titles from Netflix and all other competitors because it was clearly setting the stage for its own streaming service. And since that initial announcement, we're gradually hearing more and more details about Disney Plus. And just a quick summary of these, it will definitely house most of the beloved animated and live-action movies from Disney, such as Bambi, Lilo and Stitch, Mary Poppins, and The Princess Diaries. And there will also be content from the Marvel and Star Wars franchises, which includes not only existing content, but also original series like The Mandalorian that you mentioned, Suan, WandaVision, The Falcon, The Winter Soldier, and many, many more.
And I think that's why the article on The Guardian actually described Disney Plus as exhausting. Mm. It's just another subscription service to sign up to, another pool of TV shows to watch, you know, sequels, spin-off series, all of that, I think, which is why the news of Disney Plus weekly releases could be a game changer.
Mm. And because when Netflix started releasing these entire seasons at once, it really changed and reinvented how we consume TV. It conditioned viewers to believe that streaming means is equivalent to immediacy. And, you know, binging habits also changed how we talk about TV as well, because, you know, with episodes releasing all at once, you have to find ways to talk about it that you don't spoil things for people who may not have watched the entire series in a day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have spoiler etiquettes, and I think we did a show on that as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and because you don't want to spoil it for people who may not have watched it, because you can't gauge where people
not
are.
Everyone is watching at the same pace as you are, because it's not dictated by the platform. And in 2016, Ted Sarandos, Netflix's content chief, actually explained why they decided on this, you know, binge-watching type of strategy. So he said that they found people tend to watch only one show at a time, and that they tend to watch shows on demand or record them to binge-watch them later. So basically, what Netflix did was to facilitate this process. And since then, streaming subscribers have become accustomed to this idea of having everything right in front of you.
To binge.
But how much of it actually affects how we enjoy the series? You know, will watching it on a week-to-week basis actually make us appreciate each episode even more? So earlier today, I spoke to Lee Chui Lin, host of our very own Skip Intro, for her thoughts on this. So when it comes to appreciating a series like a TV show, In terms of its content or its production, just the show itself, the acting and all that, do you find that a weekly release, it's a better opportunity for people to talk about it?
You know, it's such an interesting question because I think we came from a time where there were only weekly releases ever. Mm. And the only chance you had to catch up on things was a DVD box set, or if TV, for whatever reason, chose to do, you know, back-to-back episodes. And then, of course, we came to the era of like the binge buffet where you just have anything you could possibly want. And I do think that there is value in being able to build anticipation, right? Because like TV does a couple of things really well. It gives you more time to develop a story, but it also gives you more space to build that kind of anticipation for the next episode. And that's really something that's been completely lost when the next episode will just roll over and play the minute the episode you're watching is done. So there is something to be said. I don't know whether we're going back to appointment television, though, where you make an appointment, a date with your TV to watch something. But with the big releases coming our way, I think that's something that's going to happen.
But on the flip side, do you think there's something that binge watching can provide that a week by week thing will not?
For me personally, when it comes to the new TV shows, not necessarily. I mean, firstly, everybody's watching something at different times, right? You could have somebody who's finished the series before you've even started. That's partly because there's so much content anyway. So I think the water cooler aspect of television's been lost a little bit because you don't really... Who knows where someone is in a series because it's all available. So you might have chosen to watch all 13. You might have stopped at 5. But for me personally, the comfort is in treating it exactly like that DVD box set. I really love being able to rewatch old shows all at once, not having to wait, having it all available for me. So my viewing habits are not, you know, I don't appreciate binging in terms of new shows, but I really love binging old shows. I don't know if anyone else feels that way.
And for new shows, do you think that water cooler effect is particularly important, especially in the long term, in maintaining that conversation about that show itself?
I like to think so, but I like talking about television with people. I'm also somebody who really loves reading episode synopses. I love reading recaps. I think recapping is actually an art form in and of itself. So the fact that with the weekly release, you get to have that whole week to speculate and to read the recaps and to talk to people and to go, did they die? You know, and just have those conversations. I think there's a lot of value in that. And then you get to rewatch via binging. So essentially, you kind of have the best of both worlds now. I think it's a good thing.
And, you know, you host Skip Intro where you'll review movies, you review series. Do you think that this weekly release thing will make it more difficult to talk about shows?
I think, again, it is a good thing. There is too much to talk about. There are too many things to watch at any given point, which is partly the purpose of Skip Intro, right? To attempt, I don't know if we're doing it well, but to attempt to discern for people, hey, this is good. Watch this. But the fact that we're all inundated with so much content at all times makes it actually pretty difficult to do coherent reviews because, you know, I don't know if you're in the best state to review a show that you watched for 20 hours straight. I don't know if that makes you the best judge of whether that's a good show or not, or even, you know, whether it works. So maybe I'm old-fashioned. I just like the idea of going back to a little bit more time, a little bit more space.
And a final question, do you think that the novelty of binge-watching is over?
Yes. I don't think the pleasure of binge-watching is over, but the novelty of it has certainly worn off. I mean, it's been a good few years now of us being able to do this and of everybody also following this release format, right, where they film the entire thing and then they release it all at once. And so the fact that I think we've come to expect it definitely means the novelty has entirely worn off.
So that was Lee Chui Lin, host of Skip Intro. So there are several reasons why Disney is choosing to go down this path. So Netflix, on the other hand, has the freedom to release entire seasons at a time because they have so much licensed content to fall back on. And, you know, Netflix also has increased its content development budget by more than $10 billion over the last few years so that they can maintain that steady stream of original content for their consumers.
Yeah, but, you know, other streaming services don't necessarily have that luxury.
The budget, right?
Yeah, the budget, exactly. So this could be a way for Disney to have each of its shows make a cultural impact and for, you know, people to talk about them week after week and, you know, create that kind of buzz, I suppose, about the shows, right? And shows like HBO's Game of Thrones, Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale, they're all expensive to produce, and their parent companies want people to discuss them endlessly, you know, not just whisk through them and go looking for the next thing immediately. So I guess, you know, a weekly release also means maintaining conversations about the series for a longer time.
Yeah, and don't forget the business strategy behind this. It could be finance-driven. So with bingeable shows, users can take advantage of the 1 month free trials that the streaming services give you, and they could, you know, in that 1 month watch many entire seasons without paying, right? But with The Mandalorian, for instance, airing over 8 weeks, you will have no choice but to subscribe to the service and get hooked onto it. But the Game of Thrones example, Juliet, was great because I remember that was such a buzz just within our office, for instance. Everyone would be watching it the night before and come in with their thoughts and, have you watched it yet? You know, what did you think about this? And for those who hadn't watched it, you have to huddle at a corner.
Yeah, or you glare at the people and say, no spoilers!
And that's really interesting, isn't it? Because with each episode, there's so much to unpack in that 1 hour episode, and you see people just discussing, oh, do you see the acting? Do you see the production of it? The costumes, the set, and there's just so much to talk about.
Exactly, for per episode, right? And you know, of course, we'll go and read every single think piece we can find so that we can arm ourselves.
And watch all the behind-the-scenes clips.
So that we can arm ourselves and, you know, discuss it, you know, coherently with our colleagues or friends or whatever. So it's almost like an event after the event.
So do you find then that you have less of that diving in when you binge-watch a series?
Yes, definitely. I mean, again, taking Game of Thrones, because that's something that was like, what, an eight-year...
series,
you know, which we invested all that time in. And I mean, we really dug through each and every single episode, and it became like Lynn said, you know, you made an appointment with your TV, right? So my husband and I would make an appointment every Monday night after we downloaded it illegally.
And
moving on. And, you know, it became an event in itself, you know, it was such a wonderful experience for all those years.
Are you a binge watcher, Suen?
I am sometimes a binge watcher, but then after that, I sort of regret it because, say, I've binge watched a whole series, for example, and after 1 week, I struggle to remember things about the series sometimes. It's kind of, I've read this before somewhere, it's kind of like cramming, isn't it? Because when you're cramming everything right before an exam, after that, you don't really remember much of what you've studied. So it's the same thing where I struggle to remember details. I don't appreciate it as much. All I remember is just a blur of nonstop episodes, and then I don't find that I like those series that much over the longer period of time compared to shows where I watched when I was much younger and I had time to digest each episode, and then after that, or the next day, you go back to school and you talk with your friends, and I think that's all part of the fun of it.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the argument could be made that when you watch it all in one long run like that, you know, everything is still retained in your memory as well. You don't forget characters' names, you know, everything is just there. You're like, oh yeah, I just saw it, I know who this is. But when you have that 1 week space, you know, you do tend to forget some details. I don't know, I suppose that could be it.
But I do feel it's not just about binge watching a series, it's about overall how much content there is that at our fingertips and how overwhelming that is. And just Netflix as one platform offers you so much, and all the older licensed stuff as well that you would probably just have running in the background as you're doing work, for instance. And now with Disney Plus, and to me, it's just part of this culture that we're in where we are just being force-fed or exposed to so much content, and how much is that actually enriching us? I don't know.
We also ran a Twitter poll to see how you like to watch a TV series. So 71% of you said that you like to binge watch everything, and 29% of you say an episode a week. So still quite a lot of people who like to watch an episode a week.
Yeah. Do continue to keep your votes coming in for that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We are also on Facebook Live, BFM, The Bigger Picture. So, you know, if you are a binge watcher, tell us, like, you know, what's your record? How many hours have you spent binge watching before? Or what's your favorite thing to binge watch? Because we'll be coming back after the next break to read some of your social media comments. Don't go anywhere. First, here's OAG with 60s TV.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. On the Bigger Picture, I'm Tishao Ik with Lim Soo Ann and Juliet Jacobs. And we had two stories for you this hour. In the first one, we discussed a news article that came out over the weekend, which quoted a local lecturer here in Malaysia who said that mothers who eat fast food in pregnancy are, it's their eating habits that are leading to the increase in children developing autism. And so we sort of broke that down a little bit and got a consultant developmental pediatrician to help us better understand, is it really such a straightforward link? And fortunately, the answer is no. Autism is a complex syndrome, and we shouldn't be so quick to pin the blame, especially on mothers.
It's always the mothers, isn't it?
It is always the mothers. As it is, I think pregnancy and the expectation of labor and raising a child ahead is already so challenging. These kinds of simplistic ideas don't help us.
No, not at all.
And in our second story...
Yeah, so in our second story, we explored how Disney Plus, you know, their recent announcement that they would be releasing episodes on a weekly basis. And we actually spoke to Lee Chui Lin, our very own host of Skip Intro, and discussed whether this increases appreciation for the show and if the novelty of binge watching has ended. And I think we had a few comments on social media about that.
Yes. So we have Michael Chang saying that I binge watch crime procedurals while doing housework. I do prefer the weekly episodes format because it doesn't suck you into the timeless vortex of endless episodes.
And the very fact that you're binge in, and he's put watch in quote marks, it shows that he's not really watching it. It's just background noise.
Something there, yeah.
And we also asked you on a poll in Twitter on how do you prefer to watch a TV series. So 71% of you say that you binge watch everything, and 29% of you say you watch an episode a week. And we've also received a few comments to that poll. So Shami Fikri says that I'm definitely binge watching The Mandalorian. So I guess they'll be waiting 8 weeks and then watching all 8 episodes
Patient.
After that. And then one said that while I like binge watching shows, I definitely prefer an episode a week for new shows because it's easier to discuss them with people, especially when something huge happens. Mm-hmm. We also have another comment on Twitter saying, on WhatsApp saying, I like both binge watching and weekly releases, but I find an episode a week makes it more relaxing and rewarding to watch. I like the excitement of looking forward to a new episode and have more space to fangirl, argue, contemplate friendship decisions before the new episode will be out.
Contemplate friendship decisions.
More explanation on that.
That's interesting. I wonder whether it's because if your friend has a certain idea about this episode, and that's going to make you reconsider
your friendship with them.
Well, if you missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcast on bfm.my/dailydigest, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. And that's all the time we have now. Coming up after the 3 p.m. news on Live and Learn, Sumitra Selvaraj will be talking to Saida Rustam about the Malacca Infect project. So stay tuned for that. To take you out, here's Y Oak with Watching the Waiting, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.